Hello, everyone. Dr. Alana DeGrasse here. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast. You know, when we started back up just this past week, I decided I really wanted to give you the tools to move forward in your life. And today's topic is, how do you show up for self? Now, I've been mentioning this quote by Jim Rohn, which says, work harder on yourself than you do on your job. I mean, there are thousands of individuals all around the world that have to put in those 40 hours, and I understand that. But when it takes time to working on personal development, sometimes that takes a back seat. And we think, oh no, I have to do what I have to do. I just don't have time to work on myself. I mean, what is that actually? What is personal development? What does it mean to gravitate towards self-help tools to help one find what Abraham Maslow calls self-actualization? And when we think about that, when we think about arriving to our best self, and we also think about, you know, areas where we weren't able to move forward, or we felt stuck and we felt like we were in a pit and there was no one there to pull us out of it. If we've ever felt like that, then we understand the level of dejection, depression, resentment that can easily thwart someone from feeling like any hope is possible. So within the last week, I've already shared with you how my experiences led me to have a wake-up call. And that wake-up call was so poignant because I'll never forget the first step that I took, which was to go into a journal, drive to Starbucks, and begin writing and seeing and feeling my truth. Because there's nothing like the pill of resentment. There's nothing like waking up every single day and looking out the window and pondering, what if? What if I did make that decision? What if I did go after my dream? What if I did not allow my time to be robbed by individuals who are okay that I'm stuck in this area in my life? See, a lot of times we don't think about our time or the influences that we hang around, or even the subconscious messages we may have received in earlier years or through something that may have happened in life. We're just busy being busy. And then when I give a speaking engagement and I say to the crowd, even if no one ever really looked you in the eye and said, you can do this new thing, or you can transition out of this area in your life, I always see this look of bewilderment sometimes in the audience. And they're like, really? I've been living like this for years. I mean, 3 years ago, it was amazing. I was leading a discussion about moving forward in life. And there was a really strong, courageous woman who came with her assistant. She had someone that was living with her in her home. Something terrible happened to this woman, and she locked herself in her home for 6 months. That's right, 6 months. And she really didn't have to do anything because her assistant would kind of take care of all of the needs, go shopping, grocery shopping, grab for her anything she needed at the store. So she really didn't have to leave her home. And she used that as a means to lock herself in her house. See, there are thousands of individuals around the world struggling with depression, struggling with deep despair, deep anxiety, deep sadness. I mean, you and I can easily look at the news and just see all of the things happening, all of the chaos happening, all of the natural disasters. I mean, sometimes you just have to say, I'm not turning on the TV. I'm not listening to any of these things that are happening. It's just so negative. And then we have a decision. Then once we have that wake-up call, we have a decision. How many times are we going to keep talking about that same issue that annoyed us over a 4, 5, 10 year period? I mean, what are we going to do about it? How many times are we going to keep saying, one day, I hope this will be different. I hope this will be different. And we cross our hands, we do it, I know. We do it and we don't think about it. And, you know, I'm here to interrupt that story because I really want us to show up for ourselves. And it's interesting, you know, sometimes we wait for real emergencies to see how much we'll show up. Let a loved one be, you know, sick urgently at the ER. We'll drop everything. We'll jump in our car. We'll drive there, make sure they're okay. But when it's time to show up for us, we just don't. It's interesting when I ask individuals to jot down all the things they can't stand about themselves. Oh, it's just so, they can't wait for me to stop talking so they can tell me all the things they can't stand about themselves. Oh, I'm lazy. I procrastinate. I'm not a good person. I allow poor relationships into my life. I don't know how to manage my finances. I'm overweight. Like, they'll list all these things. And then I'll say, okay, now tell me 10 things you love about you. And just after 2 minutes, there are crickets. So we have to think about showing up for ourselves in a new way. It's really this strong decision that you're not going to settle anymore. You're not going to allow what you used to allow. You're going to do everything you possibly can to make a serious decision. Now today, as I wrap up, I want to share with you, and you know, I love sharing creativity in my podcast. So let me know how you enjoy these podcasts. Please click like or share this with your friends. But I'd like to read this piece of poetry called For All the I Don'ts. See, when I speak somewhere, someone will usually run up to me and say, oh my goodness, Dr. D, I definitely want to change. I definitely want my tomorrow to be different than my today's. And then they'll start telling me all the reason why it's just not possible. So I wrote this poem called For All the I Don'ts. I don't have the money. My assignment still stands. I don't have the resources. My creator will make provision for me. I don't have tomorrow. See, I will plant seeds today. I don't have the sideline encouragers. My angels are my staff. See, I don't fear when I know I can step beyond the extreme. You see, sometimes when we're trying to grow and go, we've got to do it with a sense of hope and determination that it is possible. Les Brown has a wonderful speech called It's Possible. And he talks about all the reasons, the change we desire, the desire we have to do well, the desire we have to be successful is possible. So instead of saying, oh, my circumstances are like this, or my change will never happen, there's still a possibility. That's why when scientists are testing new hypotheses, they're testing them and they're testing them to see all of the possibilities. And my question is, have you given your all? Have you done everything you possibly can to test your possibility? Well, I double dare you to go back to that journal I always reference and start to ask yourself, what are the possibilities for me? Well, that's it for me today. You guys have a wonderful day. Dr. Alana DeGrasse, please subscribe at dralanadegrasse.com, and I look forward to meeting you virtually. Bye-bye.